Hello, 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 everyone. I'm Linda G. Robert, your Back in the Groove Again coach, here to help you live your best life now and to help you transform your life through travel. And one of my goals this year is to connect with awesome individuals that I've met through Facebook and LinkedIn. And one of these courageous and inspirational women is Selma Jacinto, or maybe it's Jacinto. You'll have to correct me, please, if I'm wrong. Domingos. So Selma Jacinto Domingos. She's a leadership educator, an author, a certified speaker, a multi-language speaker, a life-changing coach, an accomplished professor, a business owner, and an active community member. Selma inspires many people to push past their limitations, to take bold actions so they can stand in their true greatness, empower themselves, and live their dreams. In addition, Selma inspires many immigrants who may find new life in the United States, a life that may not have been available in their home countries. So she helps them how to navigate and overcome challenges to rebuild their lives in the US. Selma's story of overcoming obstacles, building resilience, persistence, and determination is truly remarkable. Selma's journey to the U.S. started in 2015 with no English background, single mother of three. Now, despite all the odds against her, Selma successfully built her life, her children's life, as well as her professional life from scratch. She has a master's degree in social sciences, a postgraduate degree in international politics, cooperation and development, and multiple training courses in education, leadership, entrepreneurship, diplomacy, and personal development. You speak. Selma speaks fluent Portuguese, Italian, and English, intermediate Spanish, and basic French. Wow. So should we do this in French? No.
No.
Now, Selma is the first woman and first Black woman president and VP of the Conference of the Students of the Universities of the Holy See, S-E-E. This is a religious Vatican organization in Vatican City, Rome, Italy. And Selma's life purpose is to inspire and empower each person to change their lives for the better in harmony with integrity, respect, and love for themselves and others. Welcome. Welcome, Selma.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Linda. First of all, I'm just so grateful to be here and to be invited by you. And I will appreciate that. For me, it is a very unique opportunity to be able, you know, from where I came from and just be able to be here and be interviewed by you and meeting you and have this strong connection. So I'm really grateful. Thank you so much, Linda. Appreciate it.
And, you know, I've had the pleasure to be on your podcast, you know, a few weeks ago. So this is kind of not really continuing the conversation, because in your podcast, it was all about me, but we're going to make this all about you.
Oh, thank you.
And one of the first questions that I have is, how did you do it? Like, how did you ever get to leave your country with your three young children to move to the United States and become the success that you are?
Thank you so much, Linda. Wow, that's always a very strong journey. You know, I grew up in a very stereotypical culture where women doesn't have a lot of opportunity, and especially you has a, you know, as a professional woman. And I grew up watching my mom like fighting so hard for her education and then just, you know, with our culture. And also I grew up with my father saying, you know, that if you want to be successful in life, you have to invest in your education. So I grew up really very confused without understanding which was the better choices and the reality, and just very kind of like a little also depressed child, because I was like, okay, what I should do? You know, one side of my mom saying, okay, you have to learn how to cook, you have to learn how to clean, this is you, this is our culture. on the other side, having my father, you know, very strong man and say, hey, you have to learn, you have to go to have education. And
Right.
just was very sad for me watching my mom working so hard and trying to figure out herself how to doing things because of our stereotypical culture. And
Yeah.
we, yeah, and we sometimes we when we grew up in this kind of like environment, you just feel very confused and you trying to find a way so you can really understand what is your best reality. So this is also helped me to learn how to make choices for myself because growing up in this culture, I really didn't understand. I didn't have the support I needed, you know, because of my culture, because of the environment I was living, because of the social political situation, and seeing all other Angolan women is so struggling trying to find themselves. So I had to learn in the hard way to make choices and really to include myself in the society, you know. And I thought, I remember myself like as a very young in the middle school when my teacher was like asking, who wants to be the leader in the class? I was like, me, you know, because I understand that if I don't include myself, no one else will do it. So it was really kind of big challenge. And having this background, which was kind of hard for me, but I would say also that I'm the person I am today because of the life I had before. You know, it was a very hard experience, but sometimes you have this hard experiences in your life, you know, and you feel like, oh my goodness, why I was born, why I do have this kind of life. But at the end of the day, this really just help you become the strong person that you are, you know. And after living in Italy for years and moving, then working in Angola as a professor at public university, where it didn't work because I was fighting with my student, I was fighting with my culture, I was fighting with political situation, I was fighting to include myself, and all the time I just felt I was, you know, in this fighting for all my entire life. It felt so tired for me, and at the same time so sad, you know, because I was like, oh wow, I just want to do good, you know. I just really want to help my student. I just want to help my society. Why I cannot just do good and people just be happy, you know? And then I realized that I can't live in this way anymore. And I don't want my daughter and my children, my two boys, growing up in an environment, in a culture where they cannot be themselves, where it's too hard for them to include themselves, you know. And just for them to really have their opinion and feel empowered. That's why when I realized after like working 4 years and a half as a professor in Angola University, I realized that it's time to move on. You know, yeah, it's really time to move on. And I moved here in US with no English background. I only knew one person or one connection. And I just say, I will jump. I always like to use this word. I say, I will jump. I don't know what's the future hold me. I have no idea, but the only thing
Like
I'm
almost
sure.
jumping off the cliff kind of thing. I'm gonna jump off the cliff.
Yeah. See, and the only sure I had in my mind was just like a feeling, you know, follow this feeling, you know, this instinct that say, Selma, you need to go. It's
Hey,
time for
wow.
you to go.
Yeah.
Leave everything behind. Just go, just do it.
So
That's what I
doing you.
did. Yeah.
There was a little, I love that because oftentimes we don't pay attention to it, right?
Yes.
But in your case, I guess it must have been loud and clear.
Very loud and clear because I was tired, Linda. I it just really it's so sad when you see smart women, you know, educated women, and just also women that, you know, children's born and they don't have like the opportunity for themselves, you know, to grow, to be a person, to have choices, and they have all this kind of limitation. And for me, it was really very sad to grow up and watching all those challenge for women. That's why when I was just at the point, enough is enough. You know, you really have to, in your time in life, you have to be, to pay attention to all your feelings and just hear, you know, I like to say, hear the silence, you know, because the silence sometimes is so loud that if you don't stop and you're like, oh, wow, what is really happened? And they just realized that I was fighting since I was born, you know, and fighting in an environment that I wasn't feeling welcome. Even though I was born in there, I wasn't feeling welcome as a human being, you know. And this, yeah, when I moved again in 2015 with my children with no English and trying to figure out everything, just really starting from scratch.
Yeah.
It was a very challenge, you know, very, I would say, I will not say anyone that was like, oh, wow, this is amazing. It was amazing. No, it was a challenge. I remember the feeling, I was feeling so frustrated and sad. I couldn't trust anyone. I came with trust issues, you know, because I was afraid of trusting people just because of the environment I was before. And I was trying to figure out, oh my goodness, how I will do it. 3 kids, you know, no job. And you know, when you immigrate, you have also to wait for the immigration paper to come just for you to be able to work. I had to wait like for 1.5 years almost. So I had really to think fast. I'm just like, what I will do while I'm learning English? So I decided to include myself. I'm like, you know what, Sel? You have to include yourself. So I started looking for volunteer opportunities, you know, to do like volunteer works. I did a lot of volunteer work. I did at the hospital, at my children's schools. I went and they were just like, hey, it's me, with my little English, you know, just like a little bit, good morning, Selma, volunteer work. and try to include myself. And I realized that, you know, when you do this, when you just take yourself out there and you just try really to include yourself, there is people with so much like open heart that they will say, oh, wow, welcome, you know. And I had this lady while I was like doing my volunteer work at the hospital, and she saw that I was learning English. And she was like, hey, Selma, I can help you learn English. And I was like, oh, wow, this is amazing. And she brought a book and she started to give me some English class. And that was just amazing. And this really helped me feel, you know, welcome. And and have the feeling that I was in the right place, you know, very small gesture, you know, and make you feel like, oh, wow, I can learn here. You know, no one will judge me or will question, what are you learning? Why you should learn? I just felt so much freedom, you know, freedom to learn, because a lot of women's, even in my country where I come from, a woman doesn't have a lot of opportunity to learn, you know. It's just hard for them to really learn. And just because of so the political system, when someone knows that you are learning more, they're like, okay, why are you learning those kind of things? You know, they question and you just don't feel like the freedom that you can really be yourself.
You know, I've been, I'm just going to stop you for a couple of seconds here. I've been looking at the change model recently, where there's an end to something. And of course there's a beginning, but in between there's the neutral zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very curious, when did you know that you were actually starting to feel like this is a new beginning for me?
Oh, wow. Was when, for just for you to understand where all this came from. So when I went after living in Italy for years and went back to Angola to teach at a public university, I had military students in my class. Yes, that was very intimidated. And while I was starting teaching, they were like coming with their guns in the class, just yeah, to intimidate me. And they were like question, oh, who are you? How old are you? I was like smaller than I am now, younger than I am now. And they're like, you're too young to teach, you know, you should be older. And I was like, ah, but you know, I don't need to be older to teach. I always was a person that loves to study, and I have a great background and a good education background. So if you have any doubt, you can, you know, make some research and then you will know. So I was always having like this kind of debate with my student, which was very exhausting for me.
Sure.
But the funny things then was that after I realized that they were, it's like they were looking for recognition from the things that they did in the past, you know, because they were students that they went to the Civil War, some of my students, they were militaries, and they had all this background. And then I also realized, in my class, I had like student female, which is the females and the military students. And the females, some of them, they were wives of my military students. And I realized that they were not speaking at my class. And then I'm wondering, I was like, why you don't speak at my class? And one of the students told me, oh no, because some of the military students are the husband of some of the female students. I'm like, oh, really? And then I was like, okay, no, you need to speak up in my class. This is my class. This is Professor Selma's class. This is not like others' class where women don't speak. You have to speak in my class. And then I saw my male student, my military student, get a little upset. You know, why are you changing the dynamic in the class? But then I had like to really come up with a kind of like a formula and say, okay, let's say this, you are older, we understand you have been in civil war and you just have all this baggage. Why we don't learn from each other's, you know, why we, you teach where you, what you know, and I will teach you where I learn, and, you know, in my academical experience. And that's where we, where I was able to really find this peacemaker with my student. So while I was teaching, the system at university, they realized that my way of teaching is different. You know, I wake up people's mind and they start like questions about their reality. It was not just teaching was in the book, but it was questions, you know, making question, analyze the situation, your reality. And it started becoming very hard for me to work at the end of 4 years and a half working as a professor at public university. They took all my job. I stayed without any job. I couldn't have a job anywhere. And I started losing all the other collaboration that I had. I would just be ghosted, if I can use this word. And I
because
felt,
you were different, because you were thinking out of the box.
Yes, because I was thinking out of the box, and that my way of teaching was different from other professor, you know, because they are used to control how you can teach.
Right,
where I realized that my life here, I don't have any more life here, you know. If I can't work, I cannot be myself. And I started having some of my students tell me, I remember this student, which was a military, he came to me and said, you know, professor, you are a very nice person, but you need to be careful. You don't want to end up, you know, somewhere killed. You need to be careful, teacher, because you are a nice people. You are a nice person. That's when my eyes open, because I'm the kind of person that I like, you know, to If something is wrong, I like to find the solution, fix the problem. But then I'm like, what? It was just shock for me. I was like, but I'm just trying to teach. Why someone will think this is, something to be scared of? That's why when I realized that it's time to move on.
It
It's
was
yeah,
time to move
it's
on,
really
yeah.
time. I don't want to put my kids and my kids' life and my life in dangers, and I just need to move on.
Yeah, and you did, and you did. Is that when you went to the United States?
That's when I came here, yes, July 2015. I had no idea where to start, how to start. I just really follow this. This feeling, this intuition. I because I believe in God, I would say I listened to God, what God was telling me. Just
Right.
go, self. It's time for you to move on. It's time for you to think about yourself, your children's, and to build a different life. And I still believe that, that I came in this role to make a difference in the role, to do something for others, to transform other people's life. I still believe in this, and I still wanted to help. If I will have the opportunity, I will still do the same, because
Yes.
I know people's out there, they are screaming for help. They are
Yes.
screaming for hope. They just want that little light,
So
of
important.
hope for you to tell them, special women's, children's, and young people. They just needed this little light for you to tell them, you know what? You don't need to give up on yourself. There
Yeah.
is still hope. There is light.
Yeah, absolutely. Because sometimes that tunnel is so dark for so long, and
Yeah.
people can easily get discouraged, and they might turn back and go to the beginning of that tunnel again. But
Yes.
that I know I want to talk a little bit about your book. I know we didn't talk about it in your intro, but I know
Yeah.
that you're an author. So could we talk a little bit about it, and then
Oh,
we'll talk
yes.
more about the kind of work you do, if you don't
Yes,
mind.
yes. And it's this one, like behind me.
Okay.
I didn't bring with me here the physical, but this is the one behind
Yeah.
me. This book came from the inspiration, because when I came, I learned English so fast. And because I jumped so fast, doing volunteer work, trying to understand the culture, trying to meet the people, and this really helped me to learn fast and just be the person I wanted to be. And when I started working at the commercial bank, I have some like immigrant people and also American asked me, oh, where you come from? And it's like, oh, I come from Angola. And most of the immigrant people, they were like, oh, how long have you been here? And I was like, oh, a year and a half, almost 2. I was like, what? And they were like so surprised. It's like, but how? You just came, you learn English here, and now you are working in the bank.
Like
And then
that's fast. That's fast. A year and a half, it's pretty fast.
but in my perspective, sorry, in my perspective, for me, it was just, something like, okay, I would just do it, because I need to learn the culture. I need to learn English. And this where the book came, the inspiration came of, like, because I had so many people ask me the same question over and over and over, I was like, I want to write a book and just to explain to everyone. Yeah, it's a very inspirational book and educational book as well, where I share the technique and the mindset that I adopted for me to move fast in US, to learn fast, to include myself fast, and to learn everything I need to learn, and also how I develop myself here in US. It's a very empowering book, inspirational, and gives you the right mindset. And one of the mindset I share is have an open learn mindset. You have to have an open mind to learn mindset, because when you have this open mind, You can move anywhere and you'll be able to learn anything because you come from the place where you say to yourself, I'm a learner, you know,
Right.
and I need to learn. And also you come from a place where you say that I love to know about other people's, you know, I want to be involved. I want to learn about my new culture. And I want to connect with the people, you know.
Right.
And when you have this open mind to learn, just makes easier so many things. One also the inspiration that helped me write this book, I realized that most immigrant people, when they come to the US, even in, like in other different country, because they have afraid to get out of their comfort zone, they stay in their own community. And they
Yes.
keep, you know, they stay there like for 2, 1, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, 10 years. And sometimes I had immigrant people like come to me and I was asking them, how many years have you been in US, you know, that you still trying to, you know, doing all the things. Some of them is like 12, 20 years. Yeah, recently I had this lady that she was, when I moved to the US, she was here 12 years ago. Last year, she came to me to ask a question. You know, it's like about how someone can come to the US and work in the US. And those are the questions that you should know before. You know, you were in the US 12 years ago, you should know. But most of us, like immigrant, we stay in our own environment and we don't go out there and trying to learn the new culture. And my book really helps people and special immigrant community to have the open mind mindset and learn their new culture, learn their new environment so they can grow, so they can move on, you know.
And I think that's great, but I can imagine the fear that stops them or that prevents them from saying, okay, I'm in the United States. I might as well have an open mind. It must be scary
It
if
is
you need to,
scary. It
right?
is scary. I will not say it's easier. I'm still learning until today. Every time I have to do something in English, even like doing the interview, I have to think twice. I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, because you because we because of we speak like a different language, our process of learning is completely different. It's like you have to learn twice, you know, you
That's
learn
right.
in English, you hear the word in English, but your brain needs to translate in a Portuguese, in Italian, or in a
Yeah,
Swahili.
français. Yeah, français. Mais on va pas
In
parler.
French. So needs to make all this translation. So it's scary. And I totally understand when in so many others, immigrants, they have afraid to go there and just be vulnerable and say, hey, I'm here to learn what I should do, and you know, and making all the question. But I still believe that you should give yourself the opportunity to learn, because otherwise you keep on your comfort zone, you know. And I like to use the word that Jack Canfield used when he says, feel the fear and do it anyway, you know.
Right.
You
Yes. And
have
I if I
yes.
wanted to share that, that's one of the places that we did get to know each other a little bit is through that success principle. So can you talk a little bit about how that training or that experience helped to shape who you are today, or one of the experiences that helped to shape who you are today? And then we'll talk more about what you do, a little bit more about what you do now
Oh,
as
thank you
well.
so much, Linda. Yes, when I met Jack and Phil community was when I was trying to work more on my personal development, because I believe I have so much to share with other people, other women, other young people that could help someone. I was trying to understand and build my confidence, because English is not my first language. I was kind of a little scared, to jump
Ooh.
out there and speak in English and not know the right words to say, what I will say, or if I'm doing the right things. So I met Jacques Canfield through a different book that I read from Terry Sola, if I'm not saying wrong her last name. And I saw him that he talks about successful principle. And I'm like, oh, let me trying to find out what is all about. And just really opened my mind, all the Jack Canfield community and the successful principle. And I was like, oh, this is what I'm looking for, to help me become the person I want to be. This was I believe in 2021. Yes, I think so. That was the time when I start digging
Okay.
more about personal development and how I can share my story. And I love a Jack Canfield principle. And one of the principle that's really stayed in my heart was the first one: take 100% responsibility of your life. And I'm like, yes, that's make
Yeah.
total sense, because we have the tendency to just blame our environment, the experience we had, the parents that we didn't have, the where we grew up. When I heard about this principle to take 100% responsibility of your life, and just not of your life, when Jack says like of your life, it's like of your blame, everything. Stop blaming, stop complaining, stop, feeling that everyone is against you. I start kind of like cleaning, doing some kind of cleaning in my mind. I was like, oh, okay. And I start looking in different perspective, everything that happened in my life. And they say, oh, if I will keep looking at my experience like something really bad happened to me, that will be hard for me to move on, And I can tell this was kind of like a little bit of therapy for me. Yes, because I start really thinking hard, thinking, just trying really to understand how I can move on without any of my past experience hold me back.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what I find fascinating, Soma, is the fact that you did take responsibility, 100% responsibility for your life when you made those big moves. Maybe you didn't
Yeah,
know,
that's true. That's true.
which is just, you were practicing these principles without really knowing, oh, that's what
Without
I'm doing.
realizing that that's true. I made the same conclusion. I was like, oh, I did this and this and this and this and this. Huh. I didn't know I was taking responsibility for my life.
But yeah, anyways, let's talk a little bit more about your services, what you do now as a result of taking responsibility for your life.
Yes, now I'm a certified speaker and I empower people to special to take bold action because I'm all about action and I help you to really pass past your limitation, wherever limitation you have in your life, and just take bold action so you can be the person that you want to be. Because I truly believe that without action, nothing happened. If I didn't take any action in my life, like moving from my original country to the US with no English background, I will never, never be here. And my children will never, never be here. And I will never met the people that supported me, that helped me, with my children's, helped me put my children in school and helped me put my children in college. It's really because I took action, and this is what I truly believe, that when you take action, you change your life, and wherever confusion you have in your life, in your mind, wherever clarity you are looking for, when you take action really helps you to clarify your mind. So now what I do now is to motivating people and inspire people to take bold action to change their life. You know, everything is about taking action. I also do some personal coaching 101. If anyone wants to do coaching 101, I can do this as well. And I also offer programs, you know, how to empower yourself from the inside out, because many of us, we looking for answers outside of ourselves. You know, it's like we are kind of like looking, oh, where am I? Who am I from the outside? But no, it's, you need to start looking from the inside you, you know.
Yes.
Find your I am so you can find your why. People start first looking for the why.
Say that again. Find your I am.
Find your I am. Find your why. When you find who you are as a person from the inside out, you will find your why. But a lot of people, they do in different way. They start looking, oh, why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? Why am I doing that? And then they get frustrated because they have a hard time to find why they are doing the things they are doing. But when you're looking from inside you, who I am as a person, what I love to do, what is my passion, why I'm here on earth, you know, do I like this, do I like that? And then you realize, you start looking from the things that you do daily, and then you realize, oh, that's why I love to read this kind of books, because I'm looking for this, because I love to read the personal development books, you know. Oh, that's why I love so much to be with great people, with like-minded people, because I love to learn from other people. See the why?
Right.
So that's really what I help people. I help also people discover who they are as a person so they can find their why. And when they find their why, it's easier for them to really grow, you know, in their lives and do the things that they do. I also do speaking, keynote speaking, if anyone wants to invite me to speak, workshops also. I'm focused in personal development, find your I am, find your why, and also on diversity and inclusion. In diversity and inclusion, I focus on how to create inclusion starting from you. You know, you are the first one to include yourself.
Right.
And I also help people to understand that inclusion, it's not single. Inclusion is a shared responsibility, you know, because let me give an example. For example, when I moved to US, I didn't know how to speak English. I had no English background. I include myself first, and then the other person opened, you know, they also felt that they need to include myself. Even if we didn't realize what we were doing, but we were sharing the inclusion. So it's a shared responsibility where two person, three, all the community, your employers, yourself, your students, everyone needs to feel the responsibility for diversity and inclusion.
Yes, wow. That's pretty powerful. I think, you know, the fact that I take responsibility for my life.
Yes.
I mean, it's related to what you're saying as well, isn't it?
Yes.
It really it is. So we're nearing the end of our call. Can you tell us how we can find out more about you, Soma?
Yes. Thank you so much, Linda, for asking. You can find me, you can connect with me on Facebook. Just type my name, Selma Jacinto Domingos, and you will find me. You can connect with me also on the LinkedIn and Instagram. You can connect with me on my podcast, Minds of Greatness, and on my YouTube channel, Selma Success TV, with the name of Selma Jacinto Domingos, USA.
Wonderful. Any final words before we call it a day, before we end our call? Any final words
first,
you want to
share? Yes. First of all, I want to thank you so much, Linda, for this great opportunity and just, you know, to be willing to hear my story. I'm beyond grateful. I really am, because I know where I come from. You don't have the opportunity for freedom, you know, to be the person you want to be. So everything that just happened with me here in the US, I'm grateful for the freedom, the opportunity to be with you and to connect with other people. So thank you so much. And one other last word for the, you know, for your audience, I would say never, never, never give up on yourself. Never, never. And be the first one to include yourself, because when
Right.
you, yes, when you include yourself, you open so many doors in your life.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
It
you
has
so
been
much,
a
Linda.
pleasure
Thank you.
to get to know more of your story.
Thank
you know
you.
I'm amazed every time I hear it, and I hadn't heard the entire story. Now I think I'm, well, there's never an entire story.
Yes.
It continues to evolve.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for being on our program today. I
Thank
truly
you.
appreciate
Thank you
it.
so much, Linda. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for the invite.
Thank you.